I'm sorry, that got a hold of us, man. I apologize for that. Be listening, Bink at Night tonight, 6 o'clock sharp. Jay Binkley, the great Jay Binkley, and his show Bink at Night, also Sundays as well after the football season. Also Sundays coming up as well, Bink on Sundays. Someone said there would be Budweiser at the reunion. I know there's going to be Bud Ice.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Bud Ice hasn't been around long enough to be a staple,
how long has
it?
Bud Ice been around? I just remember Bud Ice being in the cooler. Bud Ice and Crown. Crown strong. Hennessy, obviously. How long has Bud Ice been around?
Bud Ice. Let's find out. 1994.
That'd be around the time of my memory of remembering sure. What beers are there. Yeah. Feels like Bud Ice been around longer than that. So you want to know how bad this game is? Is we have people like not the story of breaking down like what Mahomes may do against Patrick Peterson or how the Chiefs are going to defend David Johnson, one of the better running backs in the league, because nobody believes any of that matters. This is it.
No, I mean, we haven't, no one, it's like that thing that no one talks about. So no one talks about it. Kind of just call out the team captains and you go up there and whoever wants to call it, calls it.
The damn coin toss. And people are talking about this in a serious manner. They're giving this Mahomes is giving this it's the seventh inning of a baseball game and there's a no-hitter and nobody says anything about it. You almost get concerned if they lose the toss. Will they start playing bad because of it? Will they start going, oh, hell, we didn't lost the toss. Whatever are we going to do? That's not how I want to attack it or we're going to attack it. Vern, this is how I want to attack it. We understand the road team is the one that picks heads or tails. Who do you think would be the first person for the Chiefs to F up the flip? Because they've gotten all of them so far. Like, to me, and you got to think about it, it has to be somebody who is high enough on the team that they would be considered to be a captain. And the first name that comes to mind, if I had to go with a number one pick on who would be the first one to get the coin flip wrong, for me, it's 38 Ron Parker all day. Ron Parker, who is a veteran, who's probably one of the leaders on the defense by default, and I think he could be a captain one day, and I think he would be my number one pick to get it. Someone said Demetrius Harris. I don't think Demetrius Harris would ever be near anybody's captain.
Until if you've already clinched home field throughout the playoffs, Demetrius could be a captain.
I don't think Andy would give him that.
My number one pick is the former number one pick, Eric Fisher. Because Eric Fisher definitely has been and will be again a captain. And the reason why Fisher comes to my mind right away is because I can envision very early on in the press conference of Andy Reid and or Patrick Mahomes them absolving Eric Fisher of blame, getting out in front of it. Hey, I know a lot of you might be to want to talk about that. I just want you to know that, man, Eric Fisher did the best he could. They would be quick to defend Eric Fisher's call. Heads or tails, well, you got to understand where Fish's mind was at this. I just feel like they would be quick to defend the streak coming to an end to get the back of Eric Fisher because they know the pitchforks would be out.
See, because I feel like Eric would feel pressure when that coin flipped in the air.
But they need to get his back to build him back up. That's because a good they can one. See his confidence
That's
crumbling.
That's a good one. That's a good
he
one.
He would have a bad game.
785, I'm kind of with you. Mr. Turtleneck himself, D. Ford. That feels like a guy, he come in there, all right, man, let me go. I'm going to go. All right, yeah, we're going with heads. Nah, I'm going to go ahead and go with that tails. Flip it. Damn.
So you see him just going rogue.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he would do something. I feel like D-Ford would do something that was not discussed because D-Ford had a feeling.
Maybe the week after Mitch Morse comes back after that concussion, and he could chalk it up to said concussion.
Mitch isn't a bad one. Because Mahomes, I think they'd win it every year if Mahomes went out there.
Same with Colquitt. Colquitt's nailing it every time.
Yeah, yeah. Frank Zombo is one that I think, because he could be a special teams captain.
Right.
I think Frank Zombo is one who could blow it if he's healthy.
But it'd be great.
Because it has to be guys that have a standing on the team that would be. Someone said Eric Berry when he comes back. Damn. Someone said Dirty Dan. Like, I don't feel – maybe Dan – you know what? Maybe the week Dan comes back, he could be a captain.
Well, the way he's carried himself around the place. Shoot, you think he made a tackle already.
The way people have lifted him up.
Dan is carrying himself made a bunch of plays already.
Oh, sir, I've got the one. Cam Irving. Cam Irving, to me, has to be right up there with a Cam Irving – who has reached a point where I think he's going to be drugged to the Pro Bowl by Patrick Mahomes. Cam Irving, I think, has reached a point with a new contract that he could be high enough thought that he would be a captain and he would blow. He's another one that I could see going rogue on the flip.
Yeah, Andy would tell Cam, hey, I'm feeling heads. I got you, coach.
Like someone texted Sammy Watkins. I think it's got to be people who have a chance to be captains.
Anthony Sherman.
Someone texted in Anthony Sherman. Like, I feel like
Sherman this could be a is captain. Oh boy. Andy loves him.
This is a good one. Reggie Ragland.
Mm. Reggie's not important enough to be
a middle captain. Linebacker. Oh, yes, he is. Middle linebacker.
Nasty.
Off the field, he's nasty, but a middle linebacker on the team. I could see Reggie Ragland getting the nod and absolutely blowing the coin toss. Top three. Is Reggie in there? I think Eric Fisher's a good one. I think Eric Fisher's in the top three. I think Ron Parker is too. I think Reggie Ragland, that's a strong one. That's a strong one. And even if they lost, they'd still probably win by 30. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
I think Demetrius Harris would try to bring his own coin.
I feel like
he's not going to be close to being a captain.
Demetrius would say, I think it's going to land on its side.
I'll take side. What? Just side.
That's not something.
You high right now, Demetrius?
Let me hold side.
LeBron James broke out the headband for the first time in what feels like several years last night against the Timberwolves. It didn't take him long to show off the power of the headband. He finished with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. And a Lakers 114-110 win.
Man, you could tell that was a day that LeBron didn't get a fresh cut. LeBron generally knows that he's on TV every time and knows when he's on national TV. And there's not a lot. Like, LeBron's hair is absolutely gone. It was time for him to come on home 6-7 years ago. But LeBron, through Dak's wave grease, I believe, and a brush that he always has on the bench, and a fresh cut every time before it comes out. He looks, yesterday, it was clear he did not get a fresh haircut. And I think that was a part of why he had the headband.
Was it one of those double headbands where it looks like two little headbands glued together?
It wasn't like his old one.
He just created for his old ass.
It wasn't his old. Yeah, it wasn't like his old one. But Charles Barkley once said, and that's the thickest headband I've ever seen in my life. No, it wasn't that one, but he sure as hell did not catch a barber.
I feel like it's a sign of desperation.
That, no. LeBron doesn't believe it's desperation.
He has to go back to the headband to try to get some juice going.
Oh, you think desperation to the team? Oh, come on.
I appreciate where your energy level's at despite West Coast game last night.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I stayed up all the way. Derrick Rose tried to force me to not go to bed early because where the hell's he come from?
I was nervous about today.
This badass knee.
That late-ass game.
They don't look bad no more. You about to try it? Because I can't drink it. How is it? Because Serta, you said to Serta, hey, how do you
careful with that?
Hey, what kind is it?
Barley wine.
What does barley wine taste like? And you just simply wanted to know what it tastes like.
And he didn't give me any answer.
He just said, I don't like it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.